the rest of the story. There was a face at the dining room window. But let me start at the beginning. Bill was recuperating from an accident. He was bedridden at home. The stranger obviously knew that. For two consecutive mornings now, he had appeared at the open dining room window of the house in Lafayette Park and had inquired of Bill's health. The male nurse attending Bill, a fellow named Robinson, thought nothing of it at first, a friend or neighbor, Robinson had assumed, but the stranger was neither. The stranger was Lewis Thornton Powell, and he was plotting a murder. Now jump ahead to the evening of the second day. Powell is at the front door, and a housekeeper answers it. Powell lies that he has come from the doctor's office with medicine for Bill. The housekeeper says, fine, leave it here. But Powell insists he must give it to Bill personally. Well, that alone is no lie. The housekeeper protests, but Bill elbows his way into the house and up the staircase. Up the upstairs hallway, he encounters Bill's son, Fred. He repeats the medicine story. Fred opens the door to his father's bedroom. Powell enters quickly. And then suddenly, without warning, Powell wheels about, produces a revolver, and pistol whips Fred into unconsciousness. In a flash, Bill's son is lying in a pool of his own blood. Now Powell leaps onto the sick bed and draws a large knife and begins slashing the form lying helplessly there. Robinson, the male nurse, and another of Bill's sons, hearing the screams and cries for help, rush into the bedroom, try to pry Powell from his prey. The attacker turns on them savagely, stabbing them both, then dashes back down the stairs and out the door and into the night. And he will make his escape on horseback. When authorities find the animal the next morning, riderless and exhausted, he is still sweating so profusely that a puddle of perspiration has formed beneath him. But this is the rest of the story. Lewis Thornton Powell, alias Lewis Payne, was apprehended. He was identified by Robinson, the male nurse, both as the man who had appeared at the dining room window on two consecutive mornings and as the assailant. He was tried. 3 months later, he was hanged, even though, as a murderer, Lewis Powell had failed. For Bill was to recover from his knife wounds, as were the others whom Powell had attacked. He was executed, in fact, for his involvement in an even greater crime. For you see, Lewis Powell's horse, that getaway horse found abandoned the following morning, was traced, just as a getaway car might be traced by detectives today. And the owner of that animal, it was discovered, had also attempted murder that same night. And he had succeeded. That's what history recalls. Yet it had been the assignment of co-conspirator Lewis Thornton Powell to kill United States Secretary of State William Henry Seward in his home in the nation's capital. And had he done so, some historians contend the nation would have been plunged into irredeemable chaos. As it was, only his co-conspirator, John Wilkes Booth, did what he was supposed to do. Now, for all of your life, you've known of the night that Booth extinguished a nation's light named Abraham Lincoln. But now you know about the one who got away. Now you know the rest of the story.